You're with Cape Talk.
Well, let's turn our attention now to the economy, and S&P Global Ratings kept our rating at positive, but there is a lot going on. There are a lot of balls in the air and there's a lot of risk to that rating. Joining me now to unpack this is Mielani Mkabela, my apologies, and Siswa, transaction advisory expert from Johannesburg. Thank you very much for joining us, Mielani. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and the listeners of Cape Talk Radio.
What did you think when you saw that decision by S&P to keep the rating at positive?
As opposed to Fitch, that has maintained a South African outlook at a weak growth state or negative. But like when you look at S&P, they have probably evaluated the South African market very well. After we have seen as well the IPG or European Union, France, United States of America and Britain having a huge commitment of about 1.8 trillion. So in that, in that you can see that there is an investment confidence that is coming from the West, and that as well boosts on economic strength and fiscal strength automatically. And I think it is a very good decision that they have taken.
Mielani, forgive me for sounding cynical, but we are currently in crisis in terms of our energy and power situation. We've had record-breaking rolling blackouts and load shedding. We have a president who's potentially facing impeachment. It doesn't look very stable to me from the outside.
I think when we look at what the president managed to do in the past weeks, probably can say the past 3 weeks, when I speak about the IPG or European Union, Britain, United States investment of 1.8 billion, that amount, it is there to vaccinate our energy crisis. And when we have a situation with Eskom, the crisis has been there, but at the same time, you find that the government has committed to take about one-third or two-thirds of Eskom's debt to be a government debt. So that is a relief for Eskom. And then in anything that they are expected to do is to maintain the current infrastructure that we have in energy generation so that we can probably continue and have a stable energy security. But like when you look on the president being impeached, I don't think that statement is correct at all, because the ANC is just going for a national conference and there's no impeachment on that. And when you look on all the provinces, you find that the president has enjoyed as well majority of nomination, which automatically, it gives investors an outlook that South Africa is starting to be predictable as an economy, and that is a sign of a strength and growth in politics, where going to the national conference of the ruling party, you get the president, and then you have another candidate that could be the deputy president, which is Paul Mashatile, and then you have as well the secretary, the secretary general nominee, Ntuli, Mdumiseni Ntuli, having favorable votes. And those three candidates, when you look at them, automatically we can reach January having a stable ANC that can really improve the political risk that the ruling party was throwing to the economy.
All right, looking at a different topic, Mielani, what impact do you see yesterday's employment statistics having on the economy going into the new year?
That is a positive outcome. I mean, like having a 1% drop on unemployment from 33.9 to 32.9, it is a positive message to all South Africans. and we have managed to add about 270,000 jobs, which the outlook for 2022 Q4 or quarter four will also have the similar 1.5% or 1% drop on unemployment, which will lend us to 2023 having a positive drive with regard to taking down our unemployment rate. And I think, looking at manufacturing sector is starting to be stable, mainly like when you look on the IPG investment as well, is going to add value on the automotive industry, electric vehicles. So that is a boost for manufacturing.
Mm.
And then you look at such that can assist us. And we have seen logistics or freight and logistics, construction sector and trade having boosted such employment growth. And when you look at 2023 to 2029, we have an outlook that South Africa will be experiencing a massive construction or will have a huge infrastructure and industrial development in South Africa. And that will be boosting the economy as well and boosting the economy on growth and looking at employment growth.
So then from what you're saying, we're going into 2023 in quite a strong and positive position.
Oh, like the South African economy is expected to have a positive outlook for 2023 with a 2.6% growth. And then we are expecting 2024 to be having about a 2.8% growth as ANPISA macroeconomics, trade and investment. And we understand the global economic outlook to be in between 1.8% to 2%. But that means South Africa will be forced to be growing above the global economy.
We'll have to leave it there, I'm afraid. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Mielani Mkhabela, the Chief Economist and Director at ANPISA Transaction Advisory, joining us on the line from Johannesburg.